I just want to give you a little background so that you know where we're coming from. In 1999, I worked on the development and design of the Merlin system at the Department of Health, which is our disease surveillance system. This is our response or replacement or instead of NIDS. In 2000, Jeff and I gave our first presentation at the NIDS conference on electronic lab reporting, and we were met by a lot of blank stares. Not too many people were doing electronic lab reporting at the time, or what they were doing and calling it electronic lab reporting meant that all the equipment they used to type in the information from hard copies was electric. In 2001, we piloted our ELR process, and we did win a Davis Productivity Award for that, and we were moving small amounts of lab data from our state laboratory into our disease, our STD and sexually transmitted disease surveillance system, and we gave our presentation at the NIDS conference. And back at that time, we came to the conclusion that public health is about the data. I mean, when you look at the Department of Health, now in Florida we do actual clinical care in our county health departments, but the primary product of the agency for Department of Health is data, it's information. And so we wanted to know what data we had, where it's collected, what kind of data it is, how do we improve the quality of that data, how do we move it around and share it and use it efficiently, and how do we secure it, and how do we find it when we need it? And so we started to look for validation. Are we on the right track? Do we know that this is the way we should be going? And this slide is one that I have stolen and am proud to admit it from the Department of Homeland Security. And I think it's really interesting for those of you in IT, when you look at this, they say that back between 45 and 70, the process was the important piece. And the data was just kind of there. I mean, the computers at the time were basically really fancy calculators that didn't necessarily store any of the information. It processed what you put into it and spit something out, and then it was gone. And as we move forward, then the application started to become more important because people were doing fancier things with their data. But now it's basically the data that's driving the process. What data do you want? What data do you want to analyze? How do you want to analyze it? How do you want to get it out of there? Who else needs the data? So we validated that we were on the right track with this, and data is really important. And I think as you look at the new FIN requirements, new as opposed to the original 800 that we started with, that it is about the data. You know, you have to be able to get the data into a system, get it out of a system, and move it around. And you have to do that all electronically. You can't have data entry clerks just wall to wall, just floor to ceiling. And then obviously, because we are dealing with sensitive data, even though a lot of people like to say, well, we're not covered by HIPAA because it's public health. Yeah, but if it's your kid's shots information or your partner's STD information, you want that treated just like it would be if it was by a private provider. So we have the security and privacy issues to deal with. And then we have to, again, be able to find the data that we're looking for, get it updated, and get it out there again. So I looked at this and I thought, this makes sense. And not only from a FIN perspective, but as John says, from an architecture, an enterprise perspective. Why would anybody want to have any data systems in their environment that don't meet these requirements? Why have another stovepipe? So we set this as our goal. And I read a magazine article, I don't know, a couple long time ago in an airport magazine, Delta, that this woman said that she had interviewed a lot of programmers, computer programmers, and a huge majority of them she found had Legos on their desks. And that Legos is the perfect binary toy. And so, and it works. I mean, my son has, I got more than his college tuition tied up in Legos, I think. And they all work together. They look different. They were originated for a different purpose, but they all work together. So when I say think like Lego, I'm dead serious about that. Don't develop a cog that's not going to work. Because if you're a parent of a kid that like to build, you learn real early on that Lincoln Logs and Technics and Legos don't play together. So you don't want to pick one and go with it. And that's what we did at the Department of Health. We made FIN standards the foundation for our enterprise. So, what you want to do with this is, if you're not building towards a vision, you're just building a new legacy system that eventually is going to have to be transformed into whatever your standard is. So what we're trying to do with our governance process and catching it up front when people get an idea to build a new system or in the modification of old systems is, let's put those FIN standards in place. If you've got a really lovely access system that you've been using since 1997, let's not rebuild your access system. Let's look at standards. Let's build a SQL system built on some data standards, built on some messaging standards that can generate an HL7 message or an XML message, so that then you can share that information. If you're going to collect gender and race and ethnicity, why not use the standard CDC coding for that instead of making up your own? We had one system in children's protection that we were trying to migrate from a D-based system into a SQL system about 6 or 7 years ago. And I had one of my analysts, I said, go in there and give me things that I don't think I'm going to find. And he came back, he goes, okay, we're going to have a problem with our data migration for gender. And I said, why? He said, they have 18 different values in the gender field. Now, I think CDC is generous with 7 or 8, but it was because there were no standards. They had B and G and M and F and 1 and 2 and 0 and 1, and there were no standards. So what we want to do is use those standards, the FIN standards, that your system needs to be built on data standards, it needs to have messaging standards, and then that supports all your source systems, and we've listed some of the ones we have at the Department of Health, which then supports your information analysis. And you've got your metadata management system in there, so you can manage your data, know what data you have, start working with specific data standards and data quality, and then all of that works into data exchange. Your metadata management gives people a mapping start to know what data you've got, so you map this data to what data you want, you map that data. And it works all the way up to your enterprise architecture, and in our case, ITIL, which we use at the department. You have to fit this whole glob of activity into your enterprise process. So you have to work with IT governance. I'm an anarchist, so these processes make me a little crazy, but I work with the people who work IT governance. They catch the business people at the front end with their brainstorms, and they start to kind of guide them into some sane path. And they work with me so that if they see somebody who says, we want to design a system and we're going to get data from here and we're going to send it to there and we're going to use floppy disks, and they go, well, wait a minute here. We have a process in place. You need to talk to the integration team. And then they come to us and we work with them. So we catch it up front when they're still in that conceptual phase and they're still a little bit open to suggestion as to how something gets done. Because if they've already invested a lot of time and effort in designing a model that is a Model T Ford, and then you tell them, well, guess what? We want you to use a Prius. It's a jump. But if you get them up front when they're just thinking we need a car, and then you say, hey, this would be a good idea. Why don't you build it like a Prius? And they go, oh, yeah, okay, well, we can go that direction. So that's where we work with our governance people. We have data policies in place and application development policies now that say if you build an application in the Department of Health or if you buy an application, it has to meet these standards. We don't say it has to meet FIN standards. We've adopted them. There are standards now. So they have to meet these standards, or you can't operate in the Department of Health. Your data has to meet these standards. Your data processes have to meet these standards. Your data governance has to meet these standards. And so we work in with that. We take full use of system and business analysts and make sure they're trained well and know what direction we want the agency to go in from an IT perspective. We work with the project management office so the project managers can build into their schedules the time that's necessary to document their databases, not just slap them together. And that they build time into their process so that if they're working with the integration team, they help, they give us a heads up and know coming down the lane, we're going to have work for you to do. You have to have resources available for us at that time. And we get that into the schedule. And that's really important. And we work with the change control process so that as people change old systems or move things into production, we keep everything up to date. We keep the metadata current. We make sure that any change they make is for the better. And communication is the key, and you can't say that often enough. You have to let people know what's going on. Now, as far as Finn is concerned, within the agency, we have a Finn communication group, and that's where I work, is the Finn coordinator, and I have a small staff. But we are responsible, or we have appointed ourselves to be responsible, for keeping all of the stakeholders in the loop. So anyone who has any program area or program area application that is Finn related, we make sure that they understand what's coming out of the CDC. If we see something that may be of interest to them, we make sure they get a copy of it. We have quarterly newsletters. We set up conference calls and we have general meetings to know what's going on. The other thing is so that we can use economy of scale. If somebody's going to be changing their process to be Finn compliant, can we change it in other places at the same time so we don't have to go through this process 3, 4, 5 times? And it's working pretty well at the department. We're moving in the right direction, and we're moving as a group in the right direction. One of the things, and I think that John mentioned this, is it is difficult, is to get a champion, get that upper management to understand that Finn, the Finn process benefits public health, and it is to their best interests to help us do what we need to do. And we've been working there, and we're making progress, but it's slow progress. And you finally get an executive director or a secretary, an agency head, broken in, and they leave. And you really want to go find them and bring them back and say, you can't leave until you transfer this information to your replacement. But we're getting there. We're making progress with that. And we keep an open line with the CDC. Awell knows that we're on the phone with them periodically. We've got different areas, different program areas, and specific task areas within the agency that have developed excellent communication contacts at the CDC so that if there is an issue, they know who to call at the CDC to get the right information at the right time. And that's really important. And the CDC has made strides, amazing strides, in being responsive to the people who are asking them questions and getting that information out. And we also network with other states. We're working with Texas right now, and we share information with several other states so that we keep everybody in the loop. How am I doing on time? Am I? I do? Okay. One of the things that we look at, I mean, one of the keys to Finn is interoperability. And one of the things that we find very important is a data sharing agreement. Document what data you're sharing, even if it's between systems in the same agency, so that, and make sure that that document is kept in a central location so that you can do some risk analysis and impact analysis. If system A and system B are sharing data and system A is going through a rewrite, and now they're going to eliminate 10 data fields, or they're going to add 5 new ones. You need to know what that trickle-down effect is going to be to the other systems that use that data. And this detail, so everybody understands, this is the data I'm giving you, this is how I'm going to give it to you in this format, using this methodology, this is what you're going to do with it, this is how long you're going to keep it, this is how you're going to store it, how you're going to secure it, and how you're going to destroy it when you're done with it. And this is how long the process will go on. And that's really important, and it just makes our legal department just so happy. that were covered there. And it's really important if you're sending data outside the agency. And then also we look at third-party network agreements. This has to do more with our HIPAA data and trading partner agreements that we have with them, so that we're covered legally on all this. Sharing data is wonderful, but you've got to be able to do that. This is a model, a data flow. I don't expect you to be able to read any of the details, but it just shows that all data coming into and out of the Florida Department of Health has to go through our integration tool, even if it's just to move it from one place to another. And this is so that we have one location where we have a good idea of what data is coming in and out of the agency, and we make sure it's done efficiently and it's documented and it's auditable. We've developed a metadata repository in the agency where we document our database systems. At a high level, all the way down to the field level, we look at security, we look at what we call pedigree, which is where did that data come from, or where is it going. Our program areas are starting to help us populate that. This is definitely a joint venture between IT and the program areas. You can reverse engineer a database that you support in IT, but if there are no definitions on the database, you have to work with the program areas to figure them out. And that's not always an easy task. And the other thing that I think is really important is that to remember that you're not in this alone. Gartner was mentioned as an expert, but we've also got experts at all of these different program area and websites. And if you go out to these sites, you can find a wealth of information, and in many times discussion boards or names of people in specific agencies that will help you share information. And here's the to-do list. Make sure that you've got somebody or some office that coordinates your FIN efforts, and work real hard to keep executive management in the loop. Let them know the successes that you had. Let them know feedback you get from the CDC, especially when it's positive. Put it into policy so that everybody knows what direction you're driving the bus, and get it into your strategic plan. And the hardest one is the one at the bottom, find funding. Look under rocks, beg, borrow, steal. Get your program areas, if you're in IT, get your program areas to realize that, you know, this isn't running on air. It's got to run on something, and people have to manage it. So if you're going to put in a grant request to build a new system, remember that you need some IT support to do that. And we're starting to make progress in that area. That's it for me.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I'm a Yankee. I talk fast. Does anybody have any questions right now? Jeff and I have worked together for 8 years, and so he'll pick up where I left off. Uh-huh. Data entry standards or data standards? We do most of our laboratory data electronically. So the standards for data are just dictated. We, in the metadata repository that I showed you, we have what we call our information data store, and that is a collection of